Hello and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Elio Bucky, the studio artist stage director at the Atlanta Opera and the assistant director of Macbeth. Here are five things to know about Verdi's operatic adaptation of Shakespeare's Thriller. Number one, Giuseppe Verdi is one of opera's most beloved composers for a reason. He combines catchy melodies with high-stakes drama to create lasting masterpieces. His musical output encompasses over 20 operas, and you might recognize titles like Rigoletto and La Traviata from the Atlanta Opera's past and future seasons. William Shakespeare, the prolific playwright, is considered one of the greatest authors and dramatists of all time. His play Macbeth is an enduring favorite, with admirers like Abraham Lincoln, who once wrote, "I think nothing equals Macbeth. It is wonderful." When you combine the musical genius of Verdi with the dramatic intensity of Shakespeare, you get an opera that is truly unforgettable. Number two, Verdi worked with librettist Francesco Maria Piave to adapt Shakespeare's text into Italian verse. Shakespeare fans will recognize some of the play's most iconic lines. For instance, the witch's a drum, Macbeth doth come, is now un tamburo che sarà, vien Macbetto, eccolo qua. Iconic moments like Lady Macbeth's sleepwalking scene and Macbeth's dagger monologue are similarly adapted, transposing the key dramatic beats of Shakespeare's play into operatic forms. Verdi's approach to Shakespeare is not a one-to-one adaptation, though. He takes liberties with certain details to make them more suited for operatic convention. Instead of a trio of witches, for example, he calls for an entire chorus of sopranos and altos. Verdi honed in on the richest moments of emotional drama in Shakespeare's play and amplified them to truly breathtaking operatic heights. Number three, Verdi, like many great artists, was a perfectionist. So much, in fact, that he revised several of his early operas to be more in line with his later aesthetics. Macbeth is one of those operas. Although he originally wrote the piece in 1847, he revised the opera in 1865 for a new French-language production in Paris. In the mid-19th century, Paris was at the epicenter of opera, and there were certain conventions that Parisian audiences expected. A ballet was a must. No composer was immune from these requirements. Even Wagner had to add an extended dance sequence for the Paris premiere of Tannhäuser in 1861. Verdi revised Macbeth's third act to include a ballet and changed several elements throughout the opera, including new chorus music and a completely different ending sequence. We are presenting the 1865 version in Italian and without the added ballet. Number four. In our new production of Macbeth at the Atlanta Opera, the fusion of tradition and innovation creates a spectacular evening of entertainment. The set designed by Stephen Kemp is inspired by Shakespeare's Globe Theater. And if you've seen Candide or Romeo and Juliet at the Atlanta Opera in recent seasons, you'll recognize the skeleton of the main structure. There's a twist, though. Giant vertical LED screens are placed behind the set to create an immersive cinematic experience. There's even a couple of screens beyond the proscenium, but I don't want to give too much away. You'll have to come see a performance to see how they're used. In an opera with magical and supernatural elements, projection and integrated media design are invaluable storytelling tools. This is not an opera that will lull you to sleep. In fact, it might just give you nightmares. Number five. Just like the play that inspired this opera, Verdi's Macbeth is a true thriller. The story's central theme is timeless. Power and the quest for power can be a destructive, corrupting force. By the time the evening is over, the stage will have been littered with blood and corpses. There's a reason that there are so many superstitions surrounding this play. If you tell an avid thespian that you're going to see this opera, they might tell you not to say the name of the piece inside the theater. It's bad luck. Actors often refer to Macbeth as the Scottish play, and if anyone utters the play's name inside the theater, they have to perform a cleansing ritual. The jury is out about whether this rule applies to podcasts, so I think we're safe. I'm Elio Bucky. Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. If you enjoyed learning more about Macbeth, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.